It is our business. The affairs of this world, you know, like, you know, I don't think Paul meant like, you know, make sure my tent business is going all right, you know, or you know, get involved in all the aspects of someone's mundane everyday life. No, what he's saying is look out for each other. You're not an island unto yourself. You're part of a greater body of Christ. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So, you know, when he says, be like-minded in verse 2, this word mind is the same thing. You know, it means the mind. You know, we got to be of the same mind as Christ. That's the thing, is if like we are all conformed to his image and of the same mind as Christ, then we will all be of one mind with each other and of one accord with each other. Why? Because we're sharing the soul of Christ. Because when Christ is formed in us, when the man child is born again, so to speak, not so to speak, but truly, a new man born full grown. When that happens, or and as you get closer to that goal, and as we all progress closer to that goal, see, we all progress at different rates because there's people, you know, history is like as a stream, you know, it's not a, you know, we break up history into little decades and this generation and that generation as if they could all be contained separately, but they're all overlapping each other, you know. I mean, I have dealings with people in several generations. In fact, most of my peers these days are of the generations ahead of me because I had children early. I really have a very few people I know from my generation who I associate with, either in the church or in outside the church, the people I have dealings with because of my children. I notice most of the couples are older than I am. Most. Well, you know, my oldest son being 11, and most of them are older. They didn't have children as, you know, I got married at 21, and then my first son was born 2 years later. So, anyways, I don't want to get away from this subject. But we become of the same mind because, I don't know how I got to that. But we become of the same mind, but conforming to his image. So, we want to have the same mind in us that was in Christ. Now, Christ was in the form of God. You know, form means morphe, shape, in a figurative sense, nature. You know, he was given by inheritance to be God. You know, I recently wrote a paper on the nature of God and Jesus Christ on oraclesofgod.org. If you go to the page, if you go to my front page and you look on the left side, it'll say audio, Bible studies, and then somewhere down below that on the left-hand side, it'll say doctrine or something like that, or, you know, what do I believe? And I talk extensively about what Jesus Christ really was, because he was in the form of God, and he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I know modern translations treat this as like, you know, he thought that God, you know, to be equal with God was not something to be grasped. But this word, robbery, it means plunder, properly or concretely. You know, I mean, there's different ways you can obviously take that in a figurative sense. You know, people love, the preachers of today love the word harpazo, caught up. This is harpagmes, which means to snatch. He didn't snatch at equality. When Jesus said he was the Son of God, they tried to stone him. And why? They said, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. He never disputed that claiming to be the Son of God made him equal with God. He never disputed it. But he did say, my Father is greater than I. My Father is greater than I? But my Father has made me, the Father declared the Son to be equal. In the book of Hebrews, he said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Thy throne, O God, the Father says to the Son. And Lord, thou madest the heavens and the earth, says the Father. It's all portrayed in such a way that Christ, he is the image, as it says. When I just talk about these things, I like to stick to the scriptures. He's the image of the invisible God, Savior of mankind. He was born, he was in the form of God. Like I said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the form of God. It was no big deal to him to be equal with God, to paraphrase. But he made himself of no reputation. He changed. When he came to the earth, he didn't come as a glorious God, but he came humbly. The son of a carpenter. The son of a unknown maiden, and took upon him the form of a servant. In other words, servant is slave. He came. The class Jesus was in was tantamount to the slave class. He was a Jew. He was he was a carpenter. It's like he was not a nobleman or anything, though he was a noble man. He was made in the likeness of men. Just like one of us. He became a man. He humbled. So this, considering all that he had, all the greatness that was in him, he humbled himself. We have to be of the same mind. See, God has called us by election to a great and glorious promise that we might be partakers of the divine nature, but we ought not to be high-minded. And we ought not to think more of ourselves than is suitable. There's a lot of precious passages. We're going to be like his brothers. He's going to adopt us. We're going to be the sons of God. But we need to have the same mind of Christ. Christ didn't go around saying, I'll tell you what, I sure am something. I'm Jesus Christ, Savior of the world.